Hi, this is Chrissy, and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge. So have you ever wondered how will you die? And here's another question. If today there was a book lying right in front of you, and you know that in the book, it tells you exactly when and how you will die, and will you actually open the book and know about it? This video tells us how will you die, and let's take a look at today's sentence. In fact, a recent computer software has been developed that has been shown to estimate how and when you will die with 96% accuracy based on medical history, lifestyle, and many other factors. In fact, a recent computer software has been developed that has been shown to estimate how and when you will die with 96% accuracy based on medical history, lifestyle, and many other factors. 那我们首先来看第一个字呢，就是 software。software 呢是软体的意思，那跟它比较相对的呢，则是硬体。那它后面 ware 呢，就是发 e 的音 ，where software 跟 hardware。那还有另外一个啊，就是有时候我们电脑啊，有时候载东西会不小心跑出来的，叫做 malware， 指的就是电脑的恶意软体，它可能会是三不五时就跳出一些广告啊，或者叫你安装什么东西，这些就叫做 malware。那再我们来看的是 estimate 呢，指的是估计的意思，它的 e 呢是发微笑的嘴型 est， 那 ti 呢是发短音的音。那像是我们可以说 It is estimated that the world population will reach 8 billion by 2025. 就是估计啊，我们在2025年啊，世界人口就会到了抵达80亿人这样子。那它的名词呢，则是 estimation， 指的是估计值的意思。那我们可以说 It is just an estimation that the Japanese yen will devalue even more. 这个只是一个估计啦，可是日元呢，很有可能继续跌下去。再我们来看的是 accuracy。Accuracy 呢，指的是正确性或是准确度的意思。Accuracy， 那它这边 cu 呢有一个 q 的音 ，accuracy， racy 是发短音 ，racy 是准确度。那我们就可以说，譬如说你回答问题或什么，你可以说，你可能十题里面你对了六题，我们就可以说 your accuracy was 60%， 你的准确度呢是 60% 这样子。那它的形容词呢，则是 accurate。Accurate 呢 ，R-A-T-E 这边是发短音 e 的音 ，accurate 是精准的。我们可以说，the weather forecast has been pretty accurate recently。最近的天气预报啊，其实都非常精准。再我们来看是 medical 指的是医学的，它的 e 呢是发微笑的嘴型 ，a-d-i 则是发短音 e 的音 ，medical 是医学的。那我们可以说if we ever figure out how to cure cancer, it will be a giant medical breakthrough. 一旦我们找出要如何治疗癌症的话呢，一定会是医学上重大的突破。那它的名字呢，则是 medication。medication 好像在前天的单字里面有提到。那我那时候的例句呢，是说if you ever go to the hospital, remember to tell the doctor beforehand what medication you're on. 如果你去医院的时候啊，你要一定要记得先跟医生说你现在在服用怎么样的药物。那再来它的名词呢，也是 medicine。Medicine 则是药的意思。那要记得啊，我们中文虽然说会说是吃药，可是英文不会说是 eat medicine， 我们会说 take medicine， 会用 take 这个动词。最后面来看的是 history， history 呢是历史的意思。那如果就是中文里啊，我们有时候会说就是这两个人的爱恨纠葛就是说不清的话呢，英文的话就会说 there is a lot of history between those two， 他们两个人之间的历史啊非常深厚，这样意思就是说就是完全讲不清楚。那它的形容词呢则是 historical， historical 呢是历史的 ，tor 重音在 tor 的地方，那 o 是发 o 的音 ，historical。Historical. 那我们就会说 this is one of the most important historical site preserved from the 16th century. 这是从16世纪啊保留下来最重要的历史建筑物之一。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. In fact, a recent computer software has been developed that has been shown to estimate how and when you will die with 96% accuracy based on medical history, lifestyle, and many other factors. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!